In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ, and especially the six of you, Levi, Anna, Lucas, Oliver, Briley, and Reese. Who are you? It's a question I know all of you have been asked before, and it's a question you'll be asked again. Who are you? When you go to high school and meet your teachers and your classmates for the first time, they'll ask you, who are you? When you go to any new place for the first time, you usually get asked the question, who are you? Or maybe you just surprise someone with your presence and they ask you, who are you? And when someone asks you that question, your answer is probably usually the same. You probably give them your name, right? You say, I'm, and then you say your name, because your name identifies who you really are. On your confirmation day, that's what I want you to remember. I want all of you to remember it, but especially you six. Your name identifies who you are. And I'm not talking about the name your parents gave you. Instead, I'm talking about the name that your good shepherd Jesus gave to you. And what is that name? He calls you mine. For look at what Jesus says in the opening verse from our text. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This passage is so amazing. We could talk about it from now until probably the end of the day and still not exhaust everything that is in it. But for our purposes now, I want to focus on two specific truths in this passage. Two specific truths that give us a lot of comfort. Two specific truths that give us the certainty that Jesus has called each one of you mine. And those two truths? Well, first, Jesus says, I am. And second, he says he laid down his life for the sheep. For you see, when Jesus says the word, I am, in his preaching and teaching, it is so different than when anyone else uses those words. For when in his preaching and teaching, Jesus says, I am, he's actually claiming to be God. How? Well, do you remember the story of Moses at the burning bush, where God called Moses to be his leader who would take the people out of slavery in Egypt? During that time, Moses asked God, what is your name? And God said, my name is I am. For not only is he eternal, always been around, always will be around, but more than that, he doesn't change. He always is exactly who he promises to be. That's why he's the great I am. And if that's what Jesus is claiming to be with these words, if he's claiming to be this great I am God, this God who is eternal and never changes, but always is who he promises to be, if that's what Jesus is claiming to be, well, then isn't it amazing that he says he lays down his life for you, his sheep? For I'm assuming in the history of the world, there have been other shepherds who have laid down their life for the sheep. King David, as an example, was a shepherd before he became king, and he talks about fighting off the lion and the bear. So were there times the lion and the bear won? Were there times when a faithful shepherd was trying to protect his sheep and got injured and later succumbed to his injuries? I'm sure that happened. I'm sure there were other shepherds who laid down their life for the sheep. But this shepherd is different. This shepherd is the great I am, the one who is eternal, the one who never changes. And so when he laid down his life for you, the sheep, he could do something that no one else in the world could do. He could bring you into his flock, and he could give you a name. He could call you mine. And isn't that name absolutely amazing? For as you all know, none of you were a part of the flock of the good shepherd by nature. None of you were, because all of you were sinners from the moment you came into this world, receiving that curse from your parents. This is why you were wicked and evil. And I don't use those words lightly. That's really who you were. You were wicked and evil, for not only were you not in the flock of your good shepherd Jesus, but perhaps worse, you were in a different flock. The flock of Satan, so to speak. And in this flock, he lets you do whatever your sinful nature wants to do. He encourages you to be a selfish sinner. Because in this flock, Satan is leading you to your destruction. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to destroy you with him for all eternity in hell. It's why he loves it, that all people are a part of his flock by nature. And it's why he will do whatever he can to keep as many people as possible in his flock. He wants to destroy you. But your great good shepherd, the great I am, he wants something different. He doesn't want you to remain in Satan's flock. He wants to bring you into his flock so that he can call you mine. And he doesn't want you to do that because you earned or deserved it in some way. You are that wicked and evil sinner. What could you do? Instead, he wanted you in his flock simply out of love. And out of his great love for you, what did the good shepherd, the great I am, do? He came down. We talked about that a lot in catechism class, right? He comes down to you. You don't go up to him, but he came down to you to do the one thing necessary in order to free you from Satan's flock and bring you into his own flock where he could call you mine. He laid down his life for you, paying the punishment that you deserved. For remember that trade? A lot of you wrote about that trade in your essays, right? God took on your sin. He carried your sin all the way to Calvary's cross so that he could pay for it in full. And in return for your sin, your God, the good shepherd, the great I am, gave you his righteousness. He gave you his perfection, which makes all of you, no matter what sins you have committed, it makes all of you worthy enough for eternal life in heaven. What a trade your good shepherd, Jesus, made with you. A trade that he made with you simply out of his love. And his love didn't stop there. He didn't just lay down his life for you, only to take it back so that he could give you the possibility of being in his flock. No. So engrossed were you in Satan's flock, so full of sin were you by nature, that it was impossible for you to leave Satan's flock on your own. And more than that, you didn't even want to. And so your good shepherd, Jesus, the great I am, he ran into Satan's flock. And he grabbed you. And he picked you up and he put you on his shoulders. And he carried you out of Satan's flock, and he brought you into his own flock. He did all of that for you through the waters of holy baptism. Just think about what happened on your baptismal day. Think about what happened to Jason just a few minutes ago. In holy baptism, the great I am God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he put his name on you. Just like your parents put their name on you to claim you to be your own when you were born, so also in the waters of holy baptism, God places his name on you. He connects you with the death and resurrection of Jesus. He gives you the blessings that he won for you when he laid down his life for you, only to take it back. The blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's the blessings he gave you all on your baptismal day. It's the blessings that he gave to Jason today. And since you have those blessings from your good shepherd, since the name of God is on you and you have received from him forgiveness, life, and salvation, you get to be certain. Certain that you are a sheep in the flock of your good shepherd, Jesus. Certain that your good shepherd looks at you And he says, you are mine. Dear friends in Christ, but especially you six, I pray that you are always going to be able to remember that. I pray that you can always have that certainty that the great I Am laid down his life for you. I pray that you can always have that certainty that at baptism, God put his name on you and said, you are mine, you belong to me. Because if you have that certainty throughout your life, which God grant that to you, then I know your life will always be filled with peace and joy. No matter what may happen, I know your life will always be filled with peace and joy if you remember that you have the name of God on you. Because if you are a sheep in the flock of your good shepherd, you receive so many blessings day after day that you can't even count them. And so we're just going to focus on one of them. And that is, your good shepherd, he promises to protect you from all your enemies. For the wolf, who is Satan, always wants to attack you. He hates it that the good shepherd laid down his life for you. He hates it that the good shepherd put his name on you. He hates what happened to Jason earlier in this service, and he hates what all of you are doing today. He hates it. And so he will constantly attack you. For don't just think because you're getting confirmed, you're now free from the devil. No, all the more he is going to attack you. From the day that you were ripped out of his grasp at baptism until the day you leave this world, the wolf, Satan, will constantly be attacking you, looking to devour you, doing whatever he can, whatever he has at his disposal, using fear or loneliness or depression or stress or anxiety or anything else. He will use whatever he has at his disposal to try to get you back under his control. While that sounds Satan, to think of him constantly attacking us, while that sounds scary, and it most definitely is, none of you need to be afraid. Remember who your good shepherd is. He's the great I Am, the eternal God who never changes. He's not the hired hand who runs away in fear. No, he is the one who laid down his life for you. He is the one who put his name on you through the waters of holy baptism. That is who your good shepherd is. He calls you mine. And like a selfish toddler, he doesn't like to share. And so whenever the wolf comes and attacks you, as he will throughout your life. It's not just during your teenage years, but throughout your life. When the wolf comes and attacks you, your good shepherd will be there, protecting you, holding you safely in his arms, keeping you safe until the day that he carries you home. It's what he's been doing for all of you since your baptismal day. And it's what he will do for you until he takes you to heaven. And so, my dear Christian friends, but especially you six, Levi and Anna and Lucas and Oliver and Briley and Reese, I pray that all of you know who you are. I pray that you always know you are a sheep in the flock of your good shepherd, that your good shepherd looks at you and he calls you mine. Because I don't know everything that's going to happen in your future. I don't know if your high school years will be wonderful, if you'll make all the teams and be popular with good grades, or if you'll have struggles and get cut from the team. I don't know if you'll get married and have a family and work at your dream job, or if you'll suffer from loneliness or fear at times. I don't know if you'll live a long life, or if you'll be called home much sooner than you expect. I don't know. But I do know this. And I pray that you all know this your entire life. I know that you are a sheep in the flock of your good shepherd. I know that the great I Am laid down his life for you. I know that he came to you at baptism and he put his name on you. I know that he calls you mine. rest assured, he will continue to protect you until that day when he takes you home, and you'll see what a blessing it is to be a sheep in the flock of your good shepherd, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.